Rundown Tuesday, March 29th. Hey, guys.
It's so funny because you were like just a normal human being 2 seconds ago when we were having a normal conversation, and now you're El Prez.
No, it was never normal. I was trying to hold it in. Ask Hank. We've had like a bunch of what I would say normal off-camera conversations, and I asked them. And we're going to mini golf. Let's just start with mini golf number one.
So yeah, today I don't know why you put it four, because you were just going to let us like linger there. Yeah, I'm happy for you, Dave.
It was the mini Barstool Sports mini golf invitational sponsored by DraftKings. Guys, I handicapped the field. I said I was going to mop the floor with this crew. You guys started chirping. I said, I'll give you the field at 4-1. You bet $250, Dan. Kevin, you bet $250. My guy Hank tried to get in on the action for $50. I had an email from Nate this morning. He says he wants in for $100. Confirm that this is live action before. I said, Nate, I'll take your money. You're in. Guys, I bogeyed the first, all right? I had to play it safe. I got a bad break. I got a 3 on the first. Feidelberg got a 2. I fell behind. Next hole, aced it, hole in one. I never looked back. To say it was a massacre, to say it was a bloodbath, I wasn't making excuses. I have such tooth pain right now. I'm debating staying here and going into emergency root canal surgery. I'm supposed to jump on a train to New York. I didn't sleep a wink. Lewis had to give me a Percocet just so I could stand. I was up 7 strokes by the time this thing was over. It was never closer than 5 strokes. I said to Hank, and I was dead serious, Hank, is there a part of you that's glad I always win? Like, I'm the boss. If I work for somebody, I'd want to know I work for the biggest, baddest SOB in the block. Like, if we're going head-to-head in combat versus another company, it's game 7. I have a guy who throws 104 on the black. That's my difference maker. And that's what I did today. I took these guys out, and I curb stomped them. It was never in doubt. It was never in doubt. And that is an insult to saying it was ever in doubt. I mean, it was the biggest blowout in the history of mini golf. I had a gallery around the 10th come. They wanted pictures. They tried to distract me. Hole-in-one live TV. Hole-in-one live TV. So to you guys who thought, even for a second, that there was a chance this thing would be close, and you fell right into my 4-1 odds trap, I expect to see that money. We're going to have a great time. Maybe I'll take you guys out to a steak dinner. Hank, do you have anything to add about the massacre in the way that I just put an absolute beatdown on this office?
Hank, here's my thing. Like,
Feidelberg wants to say something.
This wasn't a mini golf competition. That's one thing I do want to say. Dave is the better golfer, 100%. That's a fact. I haven't golfed in 2 years. I don't know when anyone else has. It was a putting competition. There was no mini golf. There were no obstacles. It was just putting. I two putted pretty much every hole, which is a great day for me. Dave aced a bunch. It was not mini golf.
Lot of excuses that
that's like saying it's March. It was a
I heard a lot of people say that their short game let them down in mini golf. People literally said that, like, my short game let me down. Nothing let you down. The alpha male showed up and he did what he said he was going to do. He did. And you had a question for Hank. Hank, by the way, looked like he never stepped on a mini golf course in his life.
Well, that's my thing is, like, I took the 4-1 odds. I thought I was in pretty good shape having an entire field. Thought that Hank, as a younger guy, like we said, we could have seen him in a mini golf scenario. I had some faith in him. And then he throws out, I want to bet on myself. And then you're throwing up snowmans. Hank, what happened, dude? I mean, if you're going to be like, well, I want specifically, I'm going to throw down my money on me. You can't be putting up eights on the second hole.
On the second hole, and they followed up with the 7. Hank was I blinked and it was over. I'd never seen anything like it on a mini golf course. There's 6 people playing. I blinked and I had like a 5-shot lead. I'd never seen anything like it. It was literally, it deteriorated so quickly.
Hang on. Is Dan frozen or is he actually just? That was incredible. That was how still he was.
I was so sick of hearing Dave talk. Dave beats a bunch of guys that he's bullied for the last 5 years in a blind kid, and he pretends that he won the Masters.
Again, this
Dave,
brain
I'm happy
of mine.
For you, man.
You've taken some L's.
Listen, Dave, you've taken some L's recently. You know, you sold the company that you love, and now you have a boss who can tell you what to do. The Patriots lost. Michigan loses. You have a midlife crisis. You turned 40. You became a drug dealer. You're paying like a F-minus rapper to be your best friend and hang out and actually like party for once. So listen, people have been saying you're sterile. I didn't say that, but people have been saying that. You've taken a lot of losses. I'm happy for you for this one. I'm happy you beat those guys. Because this is also the last time you're going to have this low talent pool in Boston before you come to the big office when you haven't intimidated every single one of your workers. You haven't beaten down mentally every single one of your workers. So once the stakes go up, we'll see if the big dog's still barking.
Let me just say this real quick.
I'm going back to Frozen.
That was incredible. That was Oscar-worthy performance right there.
Oscar-worthy, Kevin, because you have this little miniature brain. It was so obvious. That's why I didn't say anything. This is a Dan trick when he's up against the wall. Only the small pea brains would be like, are you frozen, Dan? Of course it wasn't frozen. I know when he's frozen, I say, Hank, stop the tape. Dan's frozen. I knew he was doing it. This guy over here, he's a mental warrior.
Dave,
he's one of the best mental guys. Yeah, if I could take this brain, if the brain had arms, I'd shake his hand. That was so obvious. All right, so we'll move on. What am I up against the wall here?
I lost a bet. You won.
Yeah, but then you tried to do your frozen routine waiting for some simpleton to be like, are you frozen? I wasn't going to be that simpleton. KFC, your partner in crime, walked right into it. Matt Harvey.
Dave is out today, boys.
Well, it's just, you know, I have this. I literally need a root canal.
I said last night, the tooth thing is real. I'll give you credit for that. The fact that you haven't seen a dentist in like 14 years and you're still complaining about this toothache that you were about to go to the ER in L.A. 2 years ago.
I have to maybe go to the ER right after this rundown. Right after I took that Percocet, I could barely stand. I said, dig, Dave. Dig deep. Don't let these guys get the upper hand.
We're going to do this the whole time.
This was supposed to be our quick rundown, too. We've now done 15 minutes of Dave talking about mini golf.
Okay, we'll go quick because I have a business call I got to do, and I'm winning tournaments and business calls and headaches and all the things. Matt Harvey holds his pee too long. So is this going to be the Mets all over again, all this garbage? Who fucking holds their pee? Does that on purpose?
I don't know. He said the direct quote was, I have to retrain my bladder to use the restroom, was like his quote. You know, it's better. I mean, I thought the sky was falling. His teammates were like, we need to pray for Matt. I was like, this guy have fucking cancer or something? So I'm happy to hear he's just got blood clots in his bladder. I still think this is some sort of elaborate cover up for like an STD. That seems very Harvey to me. But it's March, 29th right now? The season is like 5 days away. And I'm already exhausted with this team.
Hank, can you jump? Sorry, Hank, can you jump on this call? Do you need to sit here right now? Just go. And if it goes bad, it goes bad. We're learning. Hank's going to be on a tutorial right now.
Oh, Dave, by the way, I forgot your podcast is nowhere to be found on the rankings. That was one of the losses that I wrote down. My bad. But you won. What are we doing right now? Oh, Dave's pretending to be frozen.
I'm so busy concentrating on the rest of the podcast and finding talent. I don't concern myself with those things. I concern myself with competition like we had today. When I walk out onto a golf course and galleries show up to see me produce.
This one's on me, Kevin. I asked for this live in the face. This one. I have no one to blame but myself for that one.
I'm just going to say one thing on Matt Harvey real quick. Blood clots in your bladder, that's serious. I don't care what anyone says. Blood clots, I say serious.
Is he your Derrick Rose? Is he close to that? Like, it's always a thing. There's just always a thing. It can never just be like Matt Harvey just pitches, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's not as serious, like, where it's, like, continual, right. Like, a horrible injury. But, yeah, it's always going to be something with him. He's always going to be a handful.
Right.
No doubt.
You can't just be like, hey, he's just going to pitch and you won't hear from Matt Harvey for the rest of the season. He's just going to walk and do his job.
That's him.
Brutal.
While I was on hole 7 building a 4-7 shot lead already by hole 7, Brian Windhorst was falling asleep on live TV.
And he says, while you were watching Stephen Curry all year, over here in the other corner, kind of creeping, is Russell Westbrook becoming a fire-breathing triple-double machine. He says that even Oscar Robertson, we mentioned this earlier, can't compare to his season. Do you agree?
Big Cat, you wrote a blog about our boy Windhorst. I blogged it yesterday, how he's his childhood hero, his idol, how Hank looks at me, LeBron, he's sick of. He's over him. And now he's falling asleep on TV. What do you got?
Do you remember that show, Intervention? Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Renee was okay. A big fan.
But they would always turn, every now and then, they would turn the intervention on, like, one of the enablers, like the mother, the father, the sister, the brother. That's what Brian Windhorst is right now. Like, we need to now be like, hey, Brian, you've been enabling LeBron being a dickhead for the last decade. Maybe let's start talking about Brian. Like, how is Brian doing? How's it doing inside, Brian? Because he's fucking falling asleep on air. He's, like, cracking at the seams. He's talking. I read that story he wrote yesterday about LeBron being an only child, and that's, like, why he's moody. He actually wrote that. That's a thing he wrote. Like, he's cracking. So I'm worried about Brian Windhorst.
I'm not worried about that fat fuck one bit, because without LeBron James, he would be writing for fucking the Akron News. Akron Plain Dealer writing about fucking high school basketball. This dude struck the lottery. He fucking is the luckiest guy in the world that LeBron James fell into his fat lap and he became a NBA insider for the past decade. So I hope he dies from this. He deserves some sort of...
I hope
he doesn't die, but I'm saying there has to be some sort of
He's a good guy.
The universe has to even itself out. We handed you this unbelievable inside job career. Well, maybe you have to, like, you know, lose your brain and fall asleep.
That hate, though, is wrong. Brian Windhorst is too fat to hate. You can't hate a guy like that.
Thanks, Pat.
I take back that I wish he would die. I'm just saying, I don't feel bad for him one bit.
Why are you back? Oh, okay. Can I ask a question? Aside from nothing, KFC, that Met shirt you're wearing with the Under Armour symbol on it, I almost feel like you have to, I don't know, like be in the bullpen to wear a shirt like that. Is that like dry fit?
No, it's just a t-shirt.
Wait, hold on. Are you like trying to call Kevin out for being a hardo as you stand here with white sunglasses and talk for 25 minutes about your mini golf game?
It's literally just a t-shirt, too. Okay.
No, I was curious. I think the Under Armour is like for guys playing. I thought it was going to be dry fit. I'm not being a hard... Dan... Do you want me to repeat the first 20 minutes of this podcast of what transpired at Mick Golf in Dedham today? The beatdown while under the weather, while battling a root canal on Percocets.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what I did to the rest of the office?
I do like that with on Percocets. That's a nice little twist to your usual spiel. Now you did it on drugs. I like that. At least we're going
You can't complain about the toothache and the Percocets. Like, it's one or the other. The Percocets fix the toothache. So either you're on Percocets and you had no toothache, or you have a toothache and you didn't take Percocets.
My toothache is so strong.
Beats Percocets.
And so powerful. Neutralized the Percocet. The Percocet worked in terms of making me like
I have
out of it.
Strongest, deadest teeth in the world.
When my teeth go bad, they go bad.
I got man's teeth, Dan.
Like teeth you haven't seen. I can feel it all the way down my left arm like I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, God. We would only be so lucky.
That's mean.
You'd have one.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Oh, but he can't say that about Brian Windhorst. But the that's alpha true. Male, the guy
Brian
who
Windhorst
the guy
nice
who just
guy.
Carried
like
his the guy who
like
just
nice
carried
guy.
His office on his back and reestablished the flag as yes, we're still the biggest baddest because I got a guy who can throw 104 coming out of the bullpen in the ninth. but you want me to die. Kyrie Irving.
Establishing dominance on the internet is beating a blind guy in mini golf.
He almost fell like 10 times. Legitimately.
Oh, man.
Kyrie Irving. So he got cheated on. What is his girlfriend's name? Like Superstar Flight or something? What's the girl's name?
Kalani or something?
I thought it was some weird name.
It's Party Next Door is the rapper involved.
Party Next Door. Right. Is banging Kyrie Irving's girlfriend. If you are Kyrie Irving, if you're an NBA player, you make $50 million, and you get cheated on, you fundamentally are a flawed human being. Period. Big Cat?
Well, she's flipped the script. I don't know if you saw, but like she basically took the story back instantly by attempting suicide and then Instagramming about it from the hospital bed. So now it's like, oh, well, I didn't, like, I might have cheated, but I also tried to kill myself. So now the story just changes. So that was a power move by her. I agree, Kyrie. That's a Duke guy, though. That's a Duke guy through and through. I know he's only a Duke for, like, 10 games.
That's the Duke thing. More people would hate Kyrie Irving if they realized he was a Duke guy, if he didn't get injured and if he actually stayed for a little bit. So he's that guy, and people don't really get that. And right now he's overshadowed by LeBron. But Kyrie Irving's a dick. I don't like him at all. So I'm happy about this. And the suicide thing is cheap. If you're going to kill yourself, you have to succeed. When you kill yourself and you don't, and then you get the sympathy, no. You wanted to do that. You're a failure. You should either be dead or you should be like publicly shamed for failing at suicide.
I'm not going to weigh in on that. But you certainly can't use suicide to flip the script, like as a parlor trick, like
you
I got caught cheating, so I'm gonna fake try to kill myself, and then people feel bad. Oh no! If you try to kill yourself in retaliation to something embarrassing you did, well then no one has to be like, oh, she tried to commit suicide. You make jokes about her failing, like you said, and she should be dead.
I think Kyrie should do it now. Like they should just have like a fake suicide
off.
Yeah. Oh. Not the worst idea, right?
No, it's not the worst. All right, so that's a rundown. It was disjointed. Hank's gone. Are there any last questions? I know it kills you, Kevin, that you lost 250. When did you guys know?
It's more the emotional aspect. I said to Dan, I was like, I can't believe that I'm actually like monetarily and emotionally invested in a mini golf game, but I really wanted to see you lose. I fully plan on taking every penny from you, so I'll pay up myself. But it's more about you and you know this whole fucking deal here.
When did you guys know it was over?
I don't know. When Hank fucking had a snowman. I don't even know how you have a snowman in mini golf. Like what the fuck was that?
He kept saying there'd be. I was literally up 8 strokes with like 5 holes to go. He's like, this isn't over. There's lots of golf left.
How do you have a snowman in mini golf, though?
These guys...
And nonetheless, in a course that everyone's saying is just putting. Like, if you hit the windmill 30 times, I get it. But it was just putting. Hang out, it happened.
I played great. Not the best ever. Not unbeatable. These people I played with were some of the worst competitors I've ever seen. I mean,
Dave, you've, like, bullied them to their core. You're the worst. You're a really bad human being and a really bad boss. And like when they go out and try to compete against you, you can see it in their eyes. They're like, I'd rather be anywhere in the world than right here.
Yeah. That's just being around Dave in general.
I said that to you guys. I said golf is a mental game and you didn't listen. I said that.
No, we do. I took a flyer. You know I'm a sucker for a long shot. I mean, come on. Are you telling me that, like, me gambling on this is crazy? Kevin was like, oh, man, we're going to lose this money. I was like, oh, okay, well, there's some international friendly soccer games going on at 2 o'clock. We can get this back in a second.
I guess I almost felt bad. I like a fair bet. 4-1 on the field. It should have been 50-1. We could go out and play 1,000 times, and I would win every single time.
What's going to happen when the office is no longer just like a bunch of people that you've basically made these people fear your every step. and what's gonna happen when that no longer is the
I'll always have
vibe
the edge.
In the office.
I'll what? Always have the edge. I'll always win. I can't okay. be beat. I'm indestructible.
That's so weird. You're such a weird person.
You're a weird person, Kevin. How do you like them apples? You're weird.
No, you're weird. You're a 39-year-old dude who's like, this is the biggest moment of your year.
No, it isn't. It's just another day in the life.
Yeah, that's right. It's just another day in the life. That's why we spent 30 minutes talking.
It is. I'm not the one who started like a hashtag Portnoy's excuse the night before preparing for fucking failure. When you know what? Well, little Hank was pouring water on his Oreos. I was fucking mentally preparing how I was going to attack this golf course. I was online studying the layout because I'm a winner.
Can we actually for a second have a serious talk about what you're going to do with your tooth? Because this is like, you need to get it videotaped. I still don't understand how you haven't seen a dentist for this long. And what is like, well, your tooth is just a sharp pain in your mouth and you just thought it would go away again?
It usually would go when I ate something cold or hot and go away. Now it doesn't go away. I couldn't sleep at all. So
was your last dentist trip the alien?
Yeah.
That was the last time you went?
I don't even know that was a dentist.
Oh, man.
You haven't had your teeth cleaned in how long?
12 years.
Well, I can't say. Here's the thing. I'm not at 12, but I will be. Like, I have no plans on going to the dentist anytime soon.
That's the only thing I do.
I'm petrified.
I learned the hard way.
I am absolutely petrified of what they're going to do. Say, I just want to go under and let them go to work, but it's a scary proposition, and we're all laughing. But
no, it's not funny. I went 3 years, and I had six cavities and two root canals. Time does not heal dental problems. Let me tell you, boys. I'm living proof of that.
You could brush, like, this the one thing you really can stop. If you, like, brush your teeth and take care of your teeth.
But I do brush my teeth.
I'd brush my teeth so hard, and then I'd, like, seriously be like,
you know
how hard I brush my teeth?
Flossing, and no one's going to floss.
Flossing, let me tell you this. Flossing is for suckers.
I brush my teeth so hard, so aggressively. They had to cut the gums from the back of my mouth and tape them to the front.
Wait, what? First of all, did you just try to like one up my aggressive toothbrushing?
Yes. That's how hard I brushed because I'm an aggressive motherfucker. I'm in your face and I fucking grind that shit to the bone.
You are, I honestly, like the most insecure man walking the face of the earth. I swear to God, you are.
You're insecure? Self-esteem issues.
Psychological textbook insecurity issues. It's unbelievable.
It's a short man. You're the most insecure short man I've ever met. I brush my teeth hard, and you just tried to one-up me.
I try to one-up everybody and beat everybody at everything. That's how I built this company from ground
up.
Do we have to do this story again? By wanting to be the best, by wanting to compete, by wanting to brush my teeth harder than the next guy, that's how I built Barstool. So, Danny, you're living proof. Your existence is living proof of the success of me brushing my gums off.
That quote.
I couldn't even finish that sentence.
But it's the truth. It's the truth.
Couldn't even finish it.
It's
that was
the truth.
Great.
Because I knew it was sort of preposterous in my head, but at the same time, it's fucking true.
There's some truth into it. If you weren't a guy who brushed his gums to the point where he had to put the back gums to the front gums, we wouldn't be here today.
Yes. Yes.
I'll tell you what, there's nobody better than you, Dave. That's a primo one right there.
Never change, babe. Never change.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I don't know how to shut this off.